If everyone saw the new moon on the 30th at night, in other words, the beginning of the 30th day, so that could be Rosh Chodesh now, Nechgru Edim, or if Edim came up and they gave their testimony on the 30th day successfully, and now the Beis Din can declare the 30th day as the first day of the new month, but they did not have time for the Beis Din to declare Mekudesh, that is Rosh Chodesh, Ad Shechashech, until it was already night. In other words, the whole 30th day passed itself by, and they didn't declare it Rosh Chodesh, Arezim Ubar, automatically. The next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They missed the opportunity to declare today the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, and so it's going to be Me'uber, full 30 days, and the 30th day is going to, 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Ra'u Beis Din Bilvad. What if only members of the Sanhedrin saw the new moon and nobody else? Yamdu Shnaim Vayudu Bifneim. So two of the Sanhedrin should stand up in front of everyone else, give testimony, v'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh, and then the Beis Din should say, Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Lo Shaveh and Beis Din, if only three people saw it, and they are the only three members of the Beis Din who are around, of the Sanhedrin who are around, Yamdu Ashnaim, they should have two of them stand up to give testimony, and you need to find some more members of the Beis Din, of the Sanhedrin, v'yoshuvim mechavrei meitzal yachid, the third person that saw it, he sits as the first member of the Beis Din, and they find another two members of the Beis Din to sit with him, v'yudu b'vneim, and the two who saw it should get up in front of the three, the Beis Din, v'yomru mekudesh mekudesh, and the Beis Din, after hearing the testimony, will declare it, Rosh Chodesh, shein yachid ne'eman al, because we can't simply have one member sitting on the Beis Din, we need to grab another couple members to sit, because the Beis Din is of three. Mishnah Beis, we're now going to talk about what qualifies and what disqualifies for being a kosher shofar, and we're going to talk about not only Rosh Hashanah, but we're going to talk about the Tainis, when Chazal instituted a Tainis, so there was a mitzvah midoraisa to blow, and also on Yovel, where they used to blow, what shofars are qualified and what aren't. Kol ha-shofars k'sherin chutz mishel parah. The Tanakhama says all shofars, all horns, can be blown on Rosh Hashanah to fulfill the mitzvah of tia shofar, except that of a cow, mibnei shu keren, because that is called a keren, and that is not a shofar. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'lo kol ha-shofars nikru keren. Aren't all shofars, even the ideal shofars, are called a keren, shnemar bimshoch bekeren ayovel. When you're blowing the ram's horn, that is also called here bekeren. So everything should be acceptable, even the horn of a cow. And the Gemara explains to us that that is incorrect. The Tanakhama explains that correct, that everything is called both a shofar and a keren, but the horn of a cow is only called keren, not a shofar, and accordingly, the horn of a cow cannot be used. Mishnah Gimel, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yael. In the prior Mishnah, we said you can use any type, almost any type of shofar for Rosh Hashanah, but the ideal type is of a wild goat. Really, it doesn't mean necessarily a wild goat, as long as it is pashut, as long as the horn is not curved, as long as it is straight, that's acceptable. According to this Tana, that's not how we paskin. We paskin that it's preferable. Ideally, it should be rounded, kafuf. In any case, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, upiv mitzupe b'zahav, they used to plate the mouthpiece in gold. It's not where the mouth was put, because then there would be a chatzitza between the mouth and the shofar. But right above that, they used to plate it gold for beauty. Ushtei chatzotzos min hasdarim, and they used to also have two trumpets on the side, so the shofar in the middle and the chatzotzos on the side. The shofar ma'arich, the shofar, when they would all blow together, the shofar would continue longer. The chatzotzos mekatzos, and the chatzotzos, the trumpets, would stop earlier than the shofar. Shemitzvah sayom b'shofar, because the mitzvah of the day was with the shofar, so that's why the shofar would be blown longer. Mishnah Dalet, when it comes to Bataniyos, so on fast days, this is talking about when Chazal instituted a fast, for example, when there was no rain, so they used to, as part of that, blow the shofar, b'shel zacharim kafufim, it used to be a male sheep, or even if it's not a male sheep, but the key was that it be kafufim, that it be rounded, a bent shofar, and not straight. The concept here is we subjugate ourselves on a day that we are broken, we are humble because we have a tainis going on. Upian mitzupa kesef, and we plate the mouthpiece in silver, not gold. This is not an illustrious day This is not a day of wealth. This is the day of being humble and supplicated. So it's of silver, not gold. And here we would have the two chatzotros in the middle with the two shofars outside of them on opposite sides of the chatzotros. So two shofars, two chatzotros, the trumpets together, with each one having a shofar on its side. Shofar mekatzer, v'chatzotros marichos, and the shofars, they would all start blowing together, all four of them. But the shofar, the two shofars, would stop earlier, and the chatzotros, the trumpets, would continue blowing. Shemitzvah tzayom b'chatzotros, because the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah of the day, was to blow the chatzotros, so we wanted to hear them extending their blows. Mishnah Hey discusses now, how about the shofar on a yovel? We've talked about Rosh Hashanah, we've talked about the tainus. Now shofar a yovel that is blown on the yovel, in other words, on Yom Kippur of the yovel year, shave yovel, so the yovel is equal to literally the Rosh Hashanah in two ways. Latkia, that just like on Rosh Hashanah, according to the Tana of Mishnah Gimel, we blow a shofar that is pashut, that is not bent, that is straight. So too on Yovel v'la brachos, and just like on Rosh Hashanah, we have nine brachos, including shofaros machuyos and zichrona. So too on the Yovel year, on Yom Kippur, we would also on Musaf say those nine brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees, but Rosh Hashanah, talking b'shal zachayim, on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a straight shofar, it is kafuf, it's a bent shofar. Uvi Yovel, I agree with you, b'shal yelim, on Yovel, it is a straight shofar. Mishnah Vav, shofar shenistak v'dibko, if you have a shofar that split open lengthwise, so it split on both sides, is now two long pieces, or one side cracked all the way and they glued it together, it is possible that is considered as if it is two shofars. Dibek shivrei shofaros, if it broke widthwise into various rings and you glued it together, puzzle, it is still puzzle even though you glued it together. Nika vestamo, if you have a hole in it and you fixed it up, you filled in that hole even with shofar-like material. Ima'akev esatkia, if it cannot be blown as it was originally before it had had the hole in it, it is puzzle. In other words, if this filling of the hole does not restore it to the same sound it used to have originally, it's puzzle v'imlav. But if the filling up of that hole restores the original sound that it had before the hole, it is kosher. Mishnah Zayna, tokeh letoch habor, or letoch hadus, or letoch hapitam. Even if we have a kosher shofar, it's not broken, etc., and we have a kosher coal, but somebody blows, either he is in the bore, he's in the hole, in the well, without water, or he's in the cistern that has cemented walls, or letoch hapitam, he blows into a barrel, either he's inside the three of those, or just the shofar is. The person standing on the outside, im kol shofar shama yatze, if the person on the outside hears the actual kol, the blow of the shofar, he's yotze, im kol havara shama, but if he hears an echo that resonates from wherever that shofar is being blown in, lo yatze, you can't be yotze with an echo, only with hearing the actual kol. V'chein mi shahaya over achore beis hakenes, somebody who's passing in front and back of a shul, or shaya beis usamach beis hakenes, or his house is next door to the shul, so the default is that the person blowing has in mind anyone who hears. V'shama kol shofar or kol megillah, and the person heard the shofar, he heard a megillah being lain, so the default is the person blowing, the person laining, he is motzi everyone. However, the person hearing, im kiven libo, if he has in kavanah, if he has a mind that he's being yotze the mitzvah, yatza v'imla, but if he doesn't have a mind that he's being yotze the mitzvah, he is not yotze lo yatza. Afa pisha zeshama v'zeshama, so we have a situation, even though we have two people, and they each heard the megillah, they each heard the shofar being blown, ze kiven libo v'ze lo kiven libo, and one had kavanah to be yotze and one didn't, the one who had kavanah is yotze, the one who did not have kavanah is not yotze. And following in on that concept, the importance of kavanah, Mishnah Ches says two historical situations where we saw the importance of having kavanah, intent, and thinking about the mitzvah, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about our davening, v'haya kasher yari Moshe yadav agavar Yisrael. This is talking about when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, so it says that when Moshe lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael were winning the war, and when he put his hands down, they were not winning the war, but Amalek was winning the war. So the Mishnah asks, v'chi yadav shel Moshe osos milchama, shovers milchama, did the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu make or break the war? Ela lamar lecha, but this is coming to teach us, it's merely a symbolism, kol zman shayu Yisrael mistaklin, Klal Klapimala, when Klal Yisrael would look up to heaven, and Meshabdim as Libam Laviyam Shashabashamayim, they would subjugate their hearts to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they would daven, Hayumis Gavrin, they were successful in the war, they would be winning, Vimlav, but if they did not do that, Hayu Noflim, they were being unsuccessful, they were being, Amalek was winning in the war. Second situation, historical situation, Kiyotzeba Davar Taomer, similar situation as we saw, as when Klal Yisrael complained about the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent snakes to attack them, and then Moshe davens for them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your solution is Aseilech HaSaraf, make a fiery serpent, V'sim Oso Al Nes, and put it on a pole, V'haya Kol HaNashuch, V'ra Oso V'chai, anyone who is bitten, they should look at it and they will become alive, they will be healed. V'chi Nachash Meimis, or Menachash Mechaye, does a serpent, does a snake that they're looking at on a pole, on a staff, does that really kill people? Does it really heal people? Ela bizman shebi Yisrael, she Yisrael, mistaklim klapei mala, when Klal Yisrael would be looking up, looking at that snake on the pole, if they would look up, they would look at heaven, and they would subjugate their hearts to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They would daven, hayu misrapim, they would be healed, vimlav. If they did not do that, hayu nimokin, they would be withering away. Now getting back to the concept of having kavanah, we saw in the prior Mishnah that somebody blowing the shofar, he has in mind to be motzi somebody, and the person listening has in mind to be yotze, so you can be yotze via somebody else's mitzvah. However, that doesn't always work. If the person doing the mitzvah for somebody else is not chayiv in the mitzvah, so a chayrish, a deaf person, shota, an insane person, vakatan, somebody below the age of bar mitzvah, in motzi mesarabim yedechuvas, and they cannot do mitzvahs on behalf of the rabbim because they are not obligated to it. They can't fulfill the mitzvah for somebody who is indeed obligated in the mitzvah. Zah klal kol sheino mechuyav adavar. This is the principle. Whoever is not obligated to do something, eino motzi mesarabim yedechuvas, and cannot be motzi others their obligation. But somebody who is obligated in the mitzvah, if he has in mind, and the person listening has in mind, then he can be motzi them in the mitzvah, kol yishal arevim zebazeh, he can even be motzi them and doing a mitzvah if he already fulfilled the mitzvah and they haven't, yatza motzi, because of arevus, somebody who already did the mitzvah can also be motzi somebody who did not do the mitzvah.